as the horn sounds out of the Kings West, fourth timeout from the Warriors. Full court pressure. Bring the baseline as they can, and a foul by Bright on McConaughey. 102, so two ticks off the clock, and that's foul number six. So back to the same plan. Miles will inbound for the Crusaders. Josh Greer rolls around, gets the ball, and Adam Schildmeier with a forceful foul from behind, and Josh Greer was certainly expecting the foul, but perhaps not quite like that. So the other direction goes the team. The referees hustling down the floor, where they normally do anyhow. 101 on the clock, and Josh Greer with a chance here to show his free throw shooting prowess. Shooting in the first half. Makes the first. Carl Richardson slaps his hands. In comes Stan Moore for David Steele. 23 in the day for Adam Schildmeier. 27 for Carl Richardson. And he makes the second, so back to eight. Jesse Reeves, 11 points. Important here as well. He can't shoot the three as Schildmeier can. Gets the ball, goes up. Three-point effort, rebounded by Vowles. Backcourt, pressure. Richardson to Vowles. Lansma on him, and across half-court, McConaughey rotating against Schildmeier's pressure. Gets the ball back to Vowles, drives the lane. Bounce pass to Josh Greer, who lays it up over there, blocking the tip by. And that's 59-49, half a minute to go. Reeves to Schildmeier. Push off the pick of Lansma, three-point effort, in and out. Rebound by the shortest guy on the court is Greer. And with 22 seconds on the clock, we see free throws the other way. Jesse Vowles to shoot two. Schildmeier and Bright down low. Lansma and Reeves there to help. And Vowles makes the first. So with 18 fouls, Crusaders doing their job to win that second free throw shot from the free throw line. And Vowles gets the second one as well. So 61-49, 12 is the difference, 20 seconds on the clock. Reeves going into two-point country, and there's going to be a foul by Gruey. Reeves will shoot two with 17.0 on the clock. Reeves knows it's done, but he can do his best to do what he can.
Gruey, number 13. Jesse Reeves will shoot.
Gets the first. And the act of shooting gets the second. Anyhow, down to a 10-point difference. Gets the second. McConaughey inbounding the ball, full court pressure by the Warriors. 13 seconds to go, long full court pass, and Schildmeier and Greer collide in front. Schildmeier and Greer are going to be okay, but they take a little bit of time to get up with 9.9 on the clock. And still, it's a 10-point advantage for Northwest Christian. It's Tomas Mises, RBI Game of the Week. I'd like to thank our sponsors of the Radio Bainbridge Institute. And the final seconds are going to tick away. Moore is still hustling, but it's pretty much the ball game. Vowles dribbling away. 2-1, and that's the horn. The final score. Northwest Christian with 61 points. Kings West with 51, and that's going to mean they're going to finish up with a seventh place medal, but Northwest Christian will take the third. And you can't deny the fact that Kings West has had an outstanding team. You know they'd rather be in the championship game. They'd much rather be going home with a third place trophy, but they left it all on the floor, and that's all you can ask. Handshakes and hugs from both teams. It's been a long, hard-fought tournament for both of these teams. both of them the toughest games yesterday night. In some ways, this game the toughest. To come back and work through all that disappointment, get your body back in shape, and we'll be right back.
For the sixth place Kings West Warriors, Jim Evans of the Western Evans Philosophy Athletic Association and Western State Ultimate Carrier Ambassador Laura Nelson. Kings West finishes the season with 24 wins and 5 losses and 6th place in the state championship.
So sixth place, the trophy win. A very good season and a great tournament. Their first trip ever to the B Schools Tournament, the Woody State Tournament. They've got the Tri-District Trophy to their name and on their shelf. They'll have the sixth place trophy as well. And it's the Kings West Warriors posing right now in front of us. And we'll be right back with comments.